Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. 2011, in the Upper Gunflint Territory, is starting to show signs of aging as we complete the first week of August. With 6 weeks of the official summer season behind us, the newborn critters of spring have now carved out their own notch for living space and are getting more independent of mom's care with each passing day. Growing up has to begin with day one, as time for being ready to get a grasp on the perils of our harsh season ahead is limited in border country. I noticed a couple of fawn twins the other day whose backs are now about belly high to their mom as they meandered through a thicket with her to trail's edge near the Seagull Creek fishing camp. They had long ears, gawky, teenage-looking bodies, and a twinkling adolescent look in their eyes while I passed them by. It made me wonder if Mom might have been giving them a little advice on the dangers of road crossing. Later, up in the bay at Chickwack, I found Pete and Repeat, the 3-week-old loons, in a training session with either Mom or Pop, practicing their diving skills. The dark gray puffballs were getting right after it, reflecting eons of their genetic makeup. Under the careful parental eyes, they made their plunge and then popped up, spitting, sputtering, and fluffing their tiny wings in a spray of water. These little ones are late hatching, so their summer days have to be packed with intense learning of survival skills and at the same time growing their bodies in preparation for the long haul south in just a matter of weeks. Our season of blue is the center of attention for bears, residents, and visitors. Berry-picking regulars tell me that they are lush with many green ones yet to ripen. One gal already claims to have over 2 gallons frozen for safekeeping. All we need now is additional rain to encourage further bluing of the heavenly morsels. Week after week, there's always a big summer event happening somewhere in the county. Up the trail is no exception, as the annual mid-trail fundraiser for the Volunteer Fire Department and Rescue Crew is set to happen next Saturday, August 13. Activities get underway at Fire Hall No. 1 along the trail, beginning at 1 p.m. The usual flea market and gift boutique kicks off the occasion. Then the great live auction commences at 2. The auction is lively and fun under the leadership of longtime arm-twisting auctioneer Phil Saran. Following the auction, the drawing for the beautiful Mid-Trail Quilters 2011 Stitching Edition will be held. Tickets are on sale for that event, so if you haven't got yours yet, there's still time. Over the years, thousands of dollars have been raised to benefit our Gunflint Fire and Rescue volunteers. Gunflint trailers from end to end and area visitors are invited to come, have some fun, and show their support. The Gunflint Trail Historical Society will be holding its August meeting this coming Monday on the 8th at the Gunflint Lodge Conference Center. A short business meeting and a museum operations update beginning at 1:30 p.m. will be followed by a video slide program featuring the life and times of another Gunflint icon, Rolf Skrine. Rolf and many of his family will be in attendance. All members and wannabes are welcome. Treats and drink will be served. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the thrills of Blueberry Hills.